If you don't know, now you do know. Guns of the Gun Show, live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop what they're doing, stop, focus, pay attention. It's an honor and a privilege for this person to be back on my show. His name is Christopher Drew. He's fucking awesome. Love him. Never shout never. Christopher Drew, twitter.com/ChristopherDrew, and all that. Hello, sir. Welcome back.
What's up, man? It's so good to be back.
Feels so happy. Yeah, dude, always a pleasure speaking with you. I feel like we've become friends, dude, over the times.
Dude, I think so, man. I mean, next time I see you, we're definitely kicking it.
Yeah, I was able to see you. Gee, thanks. I was able to see you at Bamboozle.
Heck yeah. Well, how was it? Was it okay?
Dude, that was sick, right?
We tried to put on a nice, you know, chill show for everybody, family-friendly event, you know.
Yeah, clearly. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but man, I thought Bamboozle, how was your Bamboozle? My Bamboozle experience was pretty much an out-of-body experience for myself.
Like, yeah, is that true? Nice. What were you getting into, man?
Everything my mom would be so proud of me for, I'm sure.
It's all for the ladies, man. You got to remember that, you know?
You know that.
I've actually given up on the hard drugs. So, I'm just drinking wine and smoking pot now and hanging out with chicks. Life is good. Very chill.
Yeah. Well, all right, then I'll agree, too. I wasn't doing any drugs at all.
I thought, you know, out-of-body experiences, that whole shindig. I thought you were talking about some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I've read about that stuff, though.
I had a great time, dude. I really did. Bamboozle was super stellar for us. It was the end of our tour, so, and what a way to go, man. We, you know, played main stage, and we love playing to big crowds, just as much as we like playing small clubs, but sometimes playing those big shows, they just motivate you and, you know, inspire you to keep doing it, seeing that many people listening to your songs and stuff. So.
You guys went straight from a sick tour with Koji and some others where you guys killed it. Very fan-friendly, very fan-oriented. Kind of just a cool thing to give back to the fans, you know what I mean? For what you guys
exactly. Thought. I mean, dude, that's what I'm getting back to, man, is, you know, realizing why this band exists, you know, and realizing why I started it in the first place, you know. So I'm trying to get back to that, and it really is for the people that listen, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at, is like trying to, you know, not appease anyone, but keep that in mind, you know, whenever I'm making these songs and stuff, because I have other projects to experiment with and, you know, be crazy with. Like, I have an electronic project called Gonzo, which is super fun. I do that in my spare time. And then we also got our metal band, You Know I'm Hot, and that's really cool. But Never Shout, the way I look at it now, it's like, you know, I want to make songs that help people get through things, you know, and have very real lyrics and just honesty, you know, because our last record was kind of, it was just very experimental and was hard for the kids to connect with. And I didn't, you know,
right,
I needed to make that record to know that I could make that record. But now it's like, you know, it's about the fans again. And I really have that mindset. So it's a really beautiful thing. I've kind of gone through a rebirth, been very humbled, very, very humbled these last couple weeks. A lot of crazy shit's been happening to me. And I'm starting to realize what really matters to me. And that's, you know, the music and the people that, you know, make this all possible for me.
No, speaking with Christopher Drew, I mean, we first started talking. I mean, I've seen you for years, like back in like My Favorite Highway days, and like all sort of like opening for like Fred the Sickest Kids, you know, like back in the day, and those old, like,
sure,
you know, like just you up there with a fucking guitar, you know.
Yeah, dude, those are the days, man. Super fun stuff.
You know, so I've seen you, and I've told you this before. At first, I kind of was like, who the fuck is this kid? Like, you know, I kind of didn't like you, you know?
No, that's totally natural and totally fine, you know? But
yeah,
the thing is, man, is, you know, everybody can relate, you know? You just have to connect with people. And that was kind of my problem for a while, is I didn't connect with people that I didn't feel like got it, you know? Like, because I feel like a lot of people get it, you know? And I almost was hostile towards people that I didn't feel like get it, you know, trying to teach them a lesson or something. And right. I'm trying to stay away from that mindset and get in the mindset of being, you know, friendly and genuine and connecting with people that I, you know, feel like I, you know, maybe in the past felt like I couldn't connect with. But I'm trying to reestablish.
You're doing better for yourself. Yeah, at least you're trying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be a good guy, man. Like, for a while, I was really kind of, you know, just getting away from, you know, being genuine and being real, mm-hmm. like truly real, you know.
Right. So, no, I mean, like I said, at first I was like, who is this kid? But I had never really spoken to you. And then we did that. We did a first interview with you, and I said that straight to you, and you like were like, dude, you actually like kind of respected that, saying that like I was able to be real with you and stuff, and like just being able to see your mentality, because I think I don't even know. Like I'd say in the past, you were misunderstood. But then I'm thinking to myself, even when I was doing like pre-production on this interview, I'm like, he's not really fucking misunderstood because he fucking lays it out the way it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. You say it straight up, what you're thinking. So
I mean, I'm always changing with the moment, you know what I mean? And I think that's good, and I think it's natural. So, I mean, I've definitely changed a lot over the years, but I'm always changing, you know, improving, being humbled, you know.
Right.
That's been my main biggest thing, is, like, I was totally humbled by this last week. It was just really intense. Like, I got arrested, and I might not be able to go overseas for a very long time, and that was kind of my whole plan for the summer, was to play these out-of-country shows and maybe do some time exploring them and stuff like that. So I had a really awesome plan for that, but got arrested, and I have 2 felonies under my belt, and I got like 10 attorneys on it right now, so they're working it out for me best they can, but it's looking like we're probably going to have to cancel our South American tour, our Mexico tour, and
Jesus.
A couple other things. So I've just been very humbled, and I've been trying to get back to, you know, the reasons why I do that, why still do this, you know.
Get back
to
you.
Yeah, but it's been great, man. Just we've been super creative. We actually just filmed a music video today.
Hell yeah, this song, I'm
DIY.
Sorry, right? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's super chill. I just thought it was, I wasn't supposed to leak it. I kind of got in trouble from, you know, the label and management.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was worth it, because it was kind of, I just felt like I had some apologies to send out, and why not, you know, put it out, a song. Like, I've already written a song in the past, fan star to this girl that I liked, and she had a boyfriend, and it was just bad news, and wrote it about her, but I just thought it was kind of fit the vibe of this last week, you know. I just felt like I needed to apologize to a few people.
All right, I don't want to touch on this, but you brought it up at least a little bit. So, shit, man. Well, I know, I read the thing about it. I didn't know that you had some previous shit as well. But, you know, I guess you live and you learn, I guess, or some shit. I don't know what the fuck. Like, it is what it is, sort of. Just hopefully it'll turn better.
It really wasn't. It's not the end of the world, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, these type of moments, you know, the struggles, it's what makes, you know, it's what makes you learn, you know, because if everything was just super easy all the time, then we'd never learn anything, you know, so it's the struggles and the humbling moments that make you, you know, take a step back and look at the reality of what's really going on, you know, and another big thing for me is I have stopped taking hard drugs, and I was taking quite a few for a very long time, and I realized that it was kind of pushing away people that I loved, and I just, it's the last thing that I've ever wanted to do, you know, because I'm all about having a good time. Mm-hmm. But
hell yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, hell, I love having a good time. I'm still smoking pot and drinking wine, but, I mean, and that's just enough for me. I mean, hell, I would get a bottle of wine in me, man. I'm a shitstorm, so.
Right. So
I mean,
are you saying that we're not allowed to do those big parties in, like, the middle of the country, like we talked about last time? Those
no, we can still do it, man. We'll still have a great time. I'll just be tipsy and stoned, and it will be just as fun, if not more fun, because I won't have to, like, worry about getting busted. I hate that feeling.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit. Right. You know,
cops are coming, yo, run to the fields.
Yeah, run! No,
Christopher Drew.
Life is good.
There you go. Christopher Drew, Never Stop, Never. Let's fucking talk about new music, man, because that's what all about. Like I said, I have that clip that you posted and then was anyway, so it's called I'm Sorry. You know, just that groove. Baby, bringing back that groove,
dude. Swing, man. It's all jazz chords, you know. So it's all 7th chords and whatnot, and very jazzy chords. And then we bring in like a jazzy swing beat, which not a lot of people do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sounds totally different than anything we've done, and totally different than anything I've heard out there. So that's why I wanted to. It's not really our, you know, most singlish sort of song.
No, hell no.
Kinda,
right?
It's just different, you know. So I just wanted to show people where. You know, we're still getting back to our roots, you know, with all acoustic instruments and, you know, like kind of raw and real sort of production. Because, I mean, our whole record, we demoed out, and we had all these big plans to go with all these different producers and stuff and be recording it for the next couple months. But since I can't go overseas and out in the whole summer plan, I just kind of wanted to take these demos we have now, soup them up a little bit, and just kind of keep like a raw and real vibe for the record. And I think so far the fan reaction is great. They seem to appreciate that it's not like overproduced and stuff, because we could go all out and make the most fucking epic shit, you know, like ever with
right.
Who knows what's going on, you know. But I feel like seriously, I mean, we could, you know, we have the technology, so
right.
I mean, but the way I look at it,
yeah.
The fans love that shit, you know. If you can be like, fuck it, I'm gonna make a record that maybe isn't, you know, what the label wants, you know, and maybe isn't that, you know. So we'll see what happens. I like the raw and real feel, and I feel like a lot of people really aren't tapping into that, you know. They're going for the bigger produce, the better. So
I always say if something's on the radio right now, then that means it's already passed. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say with the radio. I mean, I've never really been a part of it. I've gotten a lot of offers to, you know, hit the radio and stuff with a couple songs, but I've
except the gun
really
show. You pretty much only support the gun show.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, I do. This is the best. This is the best radio, man. This is the only radio to be on. I mean, it is.
And your royalty check is coming to you.
I'm sucking your dick, man. No, but life is too good to complain, so I got no complaints. Just know that we're working our asses off every day, you know, trying to make this thing. It's all DIY, too. Like, our label's been kind of been a little distant from us lately, so we're kind of just taking it in our own hands and seeing what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, you had these ideas already planned out, and so you're kind of enhancing the songs or possibly even stripping them down in some aspects or maybe asking, like, fucking, or like...
Yeah, we're putting, like, new parts in. Like, Hayden's going to be punching some of the drum tracks because we did the drums first, you know, and add a lot of instruments over them. So he's going to go back and make sure everything's correctly in the pocket. And other than that, I'll probably add a couple new harmonies in and maybe some new keyboard parts. And then other than that, just mix it a little better. That mix that I posted of I'm Sorry is pretty rough.
But yeah, but you,
that's just like, you know, we'll mix it better, make it sound a little more pristine and whatnot. But
are we doing full length?
Do what?
Are we doing a full length with this album?
Yep, 12 songs. We got them. We got 8 recorded so far, and we're working on 4 more. And the last 4 we're really going to try to, we're going to do like 2 really upbeat, you know, really fun, kind of lighthearted sort of things. And then we're going to do like the polar opposite of like really intense fucking like songs. So it'll be cool. This has a really nice balance. The whole record does. It's got everything that the old fans will enjoy. And then it also has stuff
shit that you will enjoy as well, you know, shit to keep
exactly.
You sane as well.
Yeah. It might broaden our fan base a little bit too, you know, because I'd love to play to people my age, you know, and have them relate to, you know, shit I'm going through, because I'm going through a lot of the same shit as so many people my age, you know, trying to figure out who they are and whatnot, that sort of thing. So I think this record will be cool for us. It'll just broaden everything, because it's feel good, it's melancholy. I mean, it hits kind of everything that I think people want to hear. It hits all emotions. So I'm excited about that. Like, not like our last record that was just depressing and fucking out there. Like, I love that record.
Dude,
don't get
me
wrong.
Me too, man.
Just, like,
musically,
just,
it was sick.
Yeah,
musically.
People just didn't get it, you know, and that's cool. But, you know, I don't expect them to. But I think with this next record, we'll kind of maybe win some fans back that were like, these guys are weird now. They scare me.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, try to get some of those kids back. Like, being like, oh, they're just a phase.
Right.
Crazy kids.
Every band goes through their dark ages, you know.
Yeah, I had to buy like a green and act like I worshiped the devil just to prove a point for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
well, whatever. You did that. Perfect, man.
Yeah, exactly. Life goes on.
Will this album come out this year? Are we hoping?
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, it really all depends if the label likes it or not. We're working on I'm Sorry for the first single. Got that music video done. Got some album art done, and I'll probably be flying out there to LA and have a little meeting with them. And be like, hey, do you like it? If not, let us go, and we'll take care of it ourselves. So,
now management's going to hate you.
Conway!
Damn it, Conway!
Yeah, I know, dude. He's already been kind of upset with me for leaking a song, but I understand. He's just looking out for me. He
always
wants the best for me.
You have a great team around you, so don't ever forget that. I need to say this. So we always bring up playing ping pong against each other. You still playing?
Oh yeah, dude. I actually haven't played in a very long time, but it's still in my
your coordination. I might beat you this time, dude. Your coordination might be a little off.
Dude, I don't know, man. Ever since I stopped doing taking lines, man, it's been a whole. I feel like a whole new human, man. I feel ready to go run like 6 miles.
Yeah, you might be like the Hulk now, dude, or fucking some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm actually getting buff. I've been working out every now and then. I'm not getting buff.
I try to go to the gym.
That'd be sick, though, if I was just super, like, got super ripped for this record. You know?
Complete opposite.
Yeah. just throw everybody off.
Oh,
man. That guy.
That's sick, cool. I have to bring you. Am I allowed to bring up what you think I'm going to have to bring up because everyone wanted me to ask you about it, or should I just
tell
skip
me
it?
About it, dude? Yeah.
You did one interview not too long ago, and it got some reaction on it.
Yeah.
I think it was fine. I had no problem with it.
I definitely didn't think it was a huge deal whenever it was happening. It didn't feel like a huge deal.
Yeah.
But then it got like totally like, I mean, I don't know if it got blown out of proportion. I don't know what happened, but it didn't feel that hostile. And then I rewatched it and I was just like, and then I watched him crying at the end and I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe that, you know, that I did this, you know, and it was very hard to know if I was wrong or right. And I didn't really know how to handle it all, you know, cause like, one day everything was chill with all my fans and I was like having a great time. We were on stick cam all the time, like chatting
right,
with
yeah.
everybody. And then next thing I know, like I get on my phone and I just see like literally like thousands of comments of like, you're fucked up. You're a douchebag, you know, all this shit. And I'm like, didn't really know how to handle it. And it was, you know, it was right. a very confusing moment for me. I was like, all right, what do I do?
I mean, you were sitting there for 40 minutes, dude. Like, that is fucking gut. Like, that's like.
The craziest part is that, like, after we were done, he's like, can we do it again?
And I was just like, no!
Yeah. The craziest part
Your bandmates like, would have killed you. They
did. Straight up. We were just having a crazy day, man. Like, I had taken acid earlier that day, and because we were in the studio, and I like getting weird in the studio and experimenting, especially when it's like a mixing day and you want to add weird effects on stuff. I like listening to the music whenever I'm chosen, but I'm kind of over that now.
Okay.
And but it hadn't completely worn off, and I was still in this like really like intense mindset of like it's all about music. Shut the fuck up if it's not, you know, like really intense. Like I don't know why I got into that mindset. I just did. We've been recording since 8 a.m. We show up at the venue about 3, 4, and then, you know,
40 minutes sit down interview about fucking statues and shit. And
dude, it was crazy, man. But you know, all in all, I really didn't think it was that huge of a deal, and I thought it was very humbling for me. You know, like getting all that freaking hate mail, I was like, all right, this is cool. Like I can learn from this. I can grow from this, and that's what matters.
Cool. Well, the coolest part
that I wish he wouldn't have left out of the interview was that right after the interview, his camera guy and his friend that had the sunglasses or whatever,
right?
They come up to me and they're like, hey, you want to smoke, man? And I was like, fuck yeah. So I brought him out to my car and I smoked him out, and we hung out for like 25 minutes. I showed him some new songs and we chatted up, and like, we were totally friendly after the interview.
Right.
And I wish that he would have said that we totally were fine and we made up, you know, and it was chill. The only part is that I was smoking his friends out, and he was, you know, in our green room, you know, bawling his eyes out, and it was just
balling,
sad.
But
like,
not the right balling, the wrong balling.
Dude, you know, there's all sorts of ballings, you know, and, you know, he had to get that out, and he had to show the world, and, you know, I had to pay the price for, you know, for bad timing, and,
Well, at least you made it up here on The Gun Show, because every time I've talked with you, you're fucking fine. So here's your present, here's your gift, and the fact to everybody out there that you're not a fucking asshole, at least all the time, so, you know, because you're fine.
Well, dude, I'm figuring it out, man, and yeah, maybe, you know, it was going to my head a little bit, and maybe I am a little overconfident sometimes, and that's what it comes down to, is that I'm very confident in what I do, and I'm very, you know, I feel like I got my shit straight whenever it comes to music, and anytime that I feel like any sort of, sometimes I just get defensive about it, you know, and I totally learned that there's no reason to be defensive about it, you know, and just to relate with people that you feel like you can't relate with, you know, that's cool. The goal for me is to relate with everyone, be friends with people that I feel like don't get it, you know, and also not to be so overconfident. Because it comes off as cockiness, and I'm not cocky. I'm just confident, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, you're allowed to be, man, because you write sick ass jams, and you've always been a good human being to me. So, you know, props on being props. You know.
I guess so.
I guess what did he just say?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what that means, but it sounds right. I'll definitely agree with you on that.
Well, you're a great American, and keep in touch, and keep the sticky M chaps going, dude, because kids are apparently liking those, man. You've been showcasing
the
studio shit. Yeah, you've been doing
stuff. We're just trying to be more active, you know, because for a while we were just like, man, it all happened whenever it's supposed to.
Yep.
And now it's like, why not just have some fun with it? I've been talking with the other two guys, and we're like, we have to stay busy. Like, we feel like we're going insane if we're not, like, working on music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We feel like we're just, like, wasting our time on this earth, so.
Because
we know our purpose, you know? And I know my purpose is to write songs and to have fun with it. And whenever it's not fun anymore, you know, I'm definitely going to stop doing it. But I really don't see that ever happening, because it seems like every day we have more and more fun with it, and we figure out more about ourselves and about what we want to do with it all. So
awesome!
I love it, man. It's been a great journey, and
keep it going.
I love the humbling experiences just as much as the
balling experiences.
Yeah, you
balling,
know, makes
yeah.
you feel like a fucking baller. Yeah, you're
goddamn
exactly.
right. We're gonna party
that
tonight. Yes, sir.
Dude, we're partying, man.
Hard.
Hell, I mean, I'm trying to think, dude. All right, I'm in Joplin right now, chilling at my office. I'm actually editing this music video because I like editing our music videos just because it's fun. I got nothing better to do.
Right.
And you should just come down, man. I got this office. We can lock it up, dude. Drink some booze. Hang out.
Love drinking.
Talk about chicks.
Maybe do gang vocals. I'll do some gang vocals. some gang vocals on this.
All
new
right.
Never Shout Never. We'll do a hidden track.
Dude, I love gang vocals, man. Yeah. Come on. They're so fun, too. You get all your friends in there, yeah. and you're just like piling on top of each other. You're like in a rock show, trying not to break all the expensive gear.
Jeff, your tour manager, he'll come in. So
I hope so. I really do hope he comes in, but, you know, he probably won't.
Awesome, dude. Listen, always a pleasure, man. Glad everything's, you know, glad, I guess, you know, whatever. Glad you're alive, so we got that going
dude,
for
I'm
us.
Glad you're alive, too, man. And have a great night and enjoy the rest of your show.
Keep on balling, baby. You only live once.
You too,
if you live like us, once is enough. Yeah.